Alaska's Board of Game voted unanimously over the weekend to establish a 2-year bear control program in the Middle Kuskokwim River area. The program allows department staff to shoot bears from helicopters. As KUAC's Emily Schwing reports, aerial predator control of bears is new in Alaska.
Decades ago, hunters along the Middle Kuskokwim River had ample opportunity to bag a moose. But lately, Fish and Game spokesperson Kathy Harms says that hasn't been the case.
That area has had quite a low moose density for quite some time, and our best estimates indicate it would take decades for the moose population to be able to provide the kind of harvest needed for those people.
Biologists say predation is the leading factor that limits moose population growth in the area. In 2004, a wolf control program was approved in the management subunit southwest of McGrath. But the number of moose calves is still down due to predation by brown and black bears.
So the board chose to adopt a program which would allow bears to be removed from a relatively small area, about 540 square miles.
Staff from the Department of Fish and Game will shoot bears from helicopters in the area.
Our goal is not to return to all-time highs. Our goal is to restore a level of harvest to people who really depend on the moose as their meat resource.
The plan is modeled after another successful program in a neighboring subunit that relocated predators by air. The moose season there was reopened after a 5-year closure, but the public voiced concerns about the effects of translocated bears in other parts of the state. Harm says the board had a long discussion about management options before making their final decision.
They decided that the swiftest, most humane, most economical way to do this was to have department staff kill the bears, and all of the other considerations were either less efficient, less effective, or cost a great deal more money.
The program is limited to the spring season in 2013 and 2014. Department staff will salvage the bear meat and distribute it to local communities. In Fairbanks, I'm Emily Schwing.